This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, dear listeners. Welcome back to the program For a Better Life. I am once here again with you and next to you, and I have the honor to be here. I am Bita. Our beautiful program For a Better Life, giving you the gist, the hints, the points, the clues in order to have a really beautiful and fruitful life. As you know, in the last episodes that we had, we talked about this self-purification and approaches towards spirituality as a medicine and medication. But in this episode, I'm gonna talk about it from a new perspective. Talk about this self-purification as agent of development. There is no doubt that if one wants to follow definite principles in life, whether of a religious or a non-religious character, one must adopt a well-defined approach. In order to adopt a well-defined approach, it is essential to select a single goal and move in a single direction. Hence, one must avoid, desultory involvements that may suit one's passing desires but are contrary to one's principles and goals in life. Hence, self-control and self-discipline is essential in life for, you know, every man who wants to lead a human and rational existence. Man is a being equipped with the power of intellect and possessing ultimate desires. He should recognize no restraint in life. He can become a bloodthirsty beast that can cause great destruction, not only to the society, not only to the other people, but the most destructive destruction that you can give to yourself is exactly what you do to yourself, you know? And as we have in so many verses, so many narrations from our infallibles, we see that the biggest enemy that every human body has is himself. And the urgent tendencies, the uncontrolled urgent tendencies that you feel you have in your soul are the biggest enemy for you and the biggest obstacle towards your way to happiness. So, man's perfection and greatness doesn't depend on physical matters, which can affect his experience only on a sensible plane. So, as we say, these scientific advancements do not bring about an improvement in all the aspects of man. You know, we are living in a modern world full of developments, full of advancements, full of this and that, but we don't see any pure happiness. We don't see any pure belief or faith. And this is exactly what I face so many times whenever I want to study the mechanism of human body, specifically at university. There are so many scholars, so many professors, full of science, full of information, and years of experience. But when you talk to them, you feel that emptiness in the soul of these people, which is really sad, and there is a really huge grief in my heart about these people. The more they know, the emptier they become. And the reason of this phenomenon that we're facing in modern world is exactly that. Man's real perfection lies in his, you know, liberating himself from this trace of loss and physical pleasures, and in advancing on the path of humanity by working on your potential points and your capacities, and disciplining yourself and becoming acquainted with higher ideas and a wider horizon. Okay, so the sad point that I mentioned here has for sure has a cure. There is no kind of disease for everybody's soul that doesn't have a cure. The only medication that you have to take is your will. You have to keep your will. You have to be powerful in this road in order to make it work better, in order to make your way towards the perfection, not towards the emptiness of life.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need.
As the same way the body is forced to endure a certain amount of hardship in order to fulfill its vital functions, specifically like muscles. I'm not going to go through the biological explanation of this issue, but as you all are aware, when you use your muscle, when you put it in the hardship of being used and in the hardship of being under force, then you feel like, oh, come on, there is something now. There is this power in my muscles to do its vital function. So also the spirit must put up with pain and toil in the course of moral development, which I'm not telling you that is an easy one. No, it's not. It's a really difficult road full of obstacles, obstacles that you have to fight with, specifically with yourself. And as I told you, the jihad nafs, or the combat that you have with yourself, is the most difficult part of this road. So it is spirit which is capable of attaining sublimity and acquiring higher human qualities and excellences, loving as it does spiritual perfection. And finally, it is a spirit which generates a series of ethical laws for the human being that the animal neither possesses nor requires. So you have a responsibility on your shoulder, and in order to fulfill that responsibility, you need to do something. You need to go through these hardships, and this is a natural part of life. And you know, you may think like I'm sitting here and being relaxed, talking about the hardships in everybody's life, and you know, being an outsider. But as a human being, I'm a part of this life. I'm a part of this society, and I know what you're going through. I know there are phases during everybody's life that you feel that is the end of stage. I cannot take it anymore. And I felt it too. But I promise you, this is not the end of stage. I promise you, this is not going to end. I mean, nor the hardship, neither the beauty of life. So, you know, we must habituate ourselves to distinguish between good and evil with the same detail that we distinguish between light and darkness and between noise and silence, and then commit ourselves to avoid vice and embrace virtue. However, there are times, specifically in modern world and specifically in this perplexing content that we're living in and this perplexing era, there are times that you are not responsible for distinguishing between good and bad. You are responsible for distinguishing between worse and worst, you know, better and the best. And this is the time that you have to use in your intellect. This is the time that you have to consider your potential capacity as a human being in order to actually nourish your soul to have a better life. So, dear listener, thank you for being with me in this episode. You can listen to more episodes on website parsley.ir, page Call of Islam. And that was all the time I had for today's episode. So I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear.